From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens others injured in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. No one claimed responsibility for that attack in Nigeria. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it is the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that published press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people in the U.S. and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. China's central bank devalued its currency by nearly 2% on Tuesday. The move will make China's exports less expensive and more competitive, but it will also make items imported into China more expensive for Chinese consumers. The change follows slumping exports and stock market turmoil in China's economy. China's devaluation prompted worries about economic growth, and major stock market indexes in the U.S. and Britain were down 1% or more on Tuesday. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala and his fiancée were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi on Saturday as they prepared to embark on a plane trip to Turkey. The pair was charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. This is VOA News. Greece and its creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms of a new three-year bailout. Some details of the plan were yet to be finalized on Tuesday. European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithart, a key mediator of the talks, confirmed the progress on what is expected to be a $94 billion package. The United Nations Special Envoy to Libya has urged the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of this month. Bernardino León would like the parties to endorse it by early September. Mr. León issued the appeal in Geneva at the start of a new round of Libyan peace talks. Secretary of State John Kerry says a U.S. rejection of the Iran nuclear deal would destabilize its relations with allies on other crucial issues.
We turn around and nix the deal and then tell them you're going to have to obey our rules on the sanctions anyway. That is a recipe very quickly, my friends, business people here, for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the world.
Congress has 60 days to review the Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Lawmakers, by the way, can pass a resolution of approval or disapproval or take no action. President Obama has said he will veto any vote of disapproval, but his veto could be overridden by a two-thirds vote of Congress. Russian and Saudi Arabian diplomats met Tuesday in Moscow amid a flurry of international diplomacy seen as small steps towards Syria peace talks following the Iran nuclear deal. Heather Murdoch has more from Cairo.
After the talks in Moscow, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said Saudi Arabia supports a political solution in Syria that includes the Syrian government and military, just not the president, Bashar al-Assad, who is allied with Russia and Iran. Former European Union ambassador to Syria and Carnegie Europe scholar Mark Piorini says Western countries increasingly agree.
I think what the Western world is aiming at is to preserve the parts of the Syrian regime and parts of the Syrian army.
Dismantling the Syrian government and handing it to rebel groups of varying degrees of extremism would not end the crisis, he says. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Also, the Syrian president has not indicated any plans to step down. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday, including elimination of the largely symbolic offices of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Billionaire Donald Trump is at the head of the polls still. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.